Hi, this is Phil from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Let me ask you, what is your zip code?
11364.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered, I think.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
I'm not giving that out.
Okay, thank you. And well, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. And what is your race? Select all that apply. White, Black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Is this a recording?
No, I'm not a recording.
Then I'm white.
I'm just trying to be as... Oh, okay, thank you. And well, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I wasn't able to vote.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your country, in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
0.
Thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matters to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. The first one is protecting abortion rights. Does this for you matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
Matters a lot.
What about the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris? Matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
It matters, but not that much.
Okay, so would you say it matters somewhat, or does not
yeah,
matter that much? Oh, okay.
Somewhat is
election
fine.
For thank you. And what about election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate? Does it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much,
matters a
does
lot.
Not matter? Thank you.
It matters
and
a lot.
Thank you. And what about protecting LGBTQ rights?
Matters a lot.
Thank you. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say protecting abortion rights. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. And if it's convenient, I will vote.
Probably will.
Thank you. The next one is the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt
probably
I will vote.
Will.
No chance. Thank you. And election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote.
Probably
I
will.
Doubt I will. Thank you. The next one is protecting LGBTQ rights. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote? Or are you undecided or some other option?
Undecided.
Thank you. But if you have to choose, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert
F. I'm not answering that.
Okay.
I'm not answering that.
And if the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
Undecided.
Thank you. But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Democratic candidate, Republican candidate, the party, independent candidate, or will not vote? Or will no vote?
You're trying to get me to say I'm going to be able to vote for a Democrat, and I'm not answering those questions because that's something that's private to my vote. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I vote the way that
understand.
I want to vote the day of.
I do understand, ma'am. I'm just following the protocol of reading the questions to you.
I know.
But no worries. It's okay. And well, the next one is, if you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated, or much less motivated, or will no...
No change.
Sorry? Okay, thank you.
No change.
Thank you. How much... If anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
Not much.
Thank you. Here's the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protections to the state Bill of Rights. Adds anti-discrimination provisions to the state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no to this amendment? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, put LGBTQ plus protections into
no
the state constitution?
I have no clue, sweetheart. I have no clue. How many more questions are there? Because I'm about to pull into my driveway.
Just a few questions more, maybe around between 7 to 8 minutes more. I will try to do this as fast as I can.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. And, well, Now, knowing that is that this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
I'm decided.
Thank you. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote for Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat or much
it doesn't
more
really
or less
matter.
Motivated?
Doesn't really
Thank
matter.
You. Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. The first one is, we need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants. How do you agree from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you. Next one is, we need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion.
It don't matter. 0.
Thank
you. Because they use that as a method of birth control, and I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. And everyone deserves to change to thrive, the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth. How would you rate, how would you agree with this from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. It is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination. How would you rate it from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Next one is, the government should not be able to discriminate against anyone. How would you rate this one?
10.
Thank you. It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than slinging out some groups. How would you rate this from 0 to 10?
10.
Children, thank you. Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent. How do you agree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you. Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose. How would you rate this?
I strongly agree.
It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care. How would you rate this from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Here's a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to the New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governments encouraged work right backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy, and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Here in this, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or on this amendment? Or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Undecided.
Thank you. But if you had to choose, how would you vote? Yes, no, or...
The first one.
Thank you. Over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answer did not change, but once again, as you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? You will probably vote. Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably
vote.
Not vote? Thank you.
Almost certain
Each of the following is... Thank you. Now, Which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? And is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? Statement A. This amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It would strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operation without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protection based on national origin, which would make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Statement B. These claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protection in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. Do you agree with statement A or statement B?
I don't know. A.
Okay. Would you agree much more or somewhat more with statement A?
I guess more. I don't know. That's a little too much to comprehend at 9 o'clock at night.
Okay. Thank you. And well, next I'm going to read you some things that people have said.
Okay. I'm not going to continue this. This is just way too long.
Okay.
I've been on the phone with you for
5 minutes. I do understand about it. If you just give me just 5 minutes more, we could complete this survey, and we will really appreciate your opinion on this.
All right, go ahead. Hurry up because
okay.
It's
Thank
late.
You. Next, I'm going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means you think this is an extremely motivating reason to vote in favor of Prop 1. 5 means it makes you think this is somewhat motivating. And 0 means you do not think this is motivating at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state, so we do not leave it up to the whims out of politics. Easily roll back.
You're
revolution.
Breaking up. Hello? Hello? Are you there? Hello, sweetheart. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I'm sorry, Dawn. I didn't hang up on you. Hello?